Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Good morning, good morning. Wow, what is it about beauty that draws us to it? What is it that we can't help but notice? Someone who is beautiful. We can't help but notice beautiful artwork or landscaping, flowers, children, adults. We notice beauty. We're drawn to the beauty of beauty. Amazing, right? It is amazing. So what is so amazing about being able to notice that there's a contrast between something that doesn't strike you and something that does. Striking beauty. Is there really such a thing as striking beauty? Could be. It really could be. It could be that you're different than I am. You're completely different than me. And what you do with your life matters mostly to you. Mostly to you. And then to the rest of the world. What you get out of your life will matter most to you and then to others. And so you can spread your beauty. That which you like, your taste, something you would love to do to the world. Isn't that awesome? You can do that? Wow. It's up to you. There's no one else that's going to do it for you. I love that. When I think about it, I get very excited because that means that you, me, anyone else in the world can bring their goodness to life. But here's a problem. Why should anyone hold back our beautiful bodies, our beautiful minds, from happiness? Those bright white smiles that come from doing something that feels so good. You know, you don't even have to have that pearly white smile, the one that people get through a bottle. There are some people that have beautiful white teeth. There are others whose teeth are not so bright, they're what you'd call yellowed. We could all go out and we could pay to get the white smile, the white teeth. But the real smiles come from within when we do something that feels good. And so we will find substitutes. We'll create illusions of happiness even. There's no way that anyone should be held back from doing what they would love to do. No one should be held back. What right would anyone have to stop someone from bringing greater goodness to life? So like a little child, the child can get away with dancing around, singing, doing whatever they want to do whenever they want to do it, as long as they're not harming themselves and others. We just expect that the child will be the innocent child and do whatever they feel like doing, express whatever they're feeling. And if they're sad, okay, they'll express that. But they can also be taught to use themselves against people as tools. For instance, if someone takes a child somewhere, and wherever they go, they're used to getting something. Let's just call it even a food bank. The family goes with the family member to the food bank where they're given food for the family. And so the child learns that there's an automatic giving when they go there. And the child feels good because they have something to eat. And it comes from those people that give the food, but it really doesn't even come from the people that give the food. Not handed out anyway. It comes from somewhere else. And oftentimes it's from the stores that don't sell their products soon enough. And they have to get rid of it, so they give it to these food banks. There's plenty in the world. There's an abundance in the world. And in business, somebody can put your beautiful body into business. And I mean just you. When I see your beautiful body, everyone has beauty. Everyone. Okay? We don't take care of ourselves. We may not have that model perfect body. We may not exercise. We may not eat right. But that's a personal choice. It doesn't mean that there's not a beautiful mind behind the body that's not in shape. It doesn't mean that someone doesn't prefer a bigger person. All it means is whatever you've been through, you appear as. There are lots of slender people that don't have happiness written all over their face. Happiness reflects outward. Happiness makes us feel our worth. I should say, when we feel our worth, we feel happy. Let me get that right. You see, every child could do something to feel better. And oftentimes they did. Often, frequently, daily, moment by moment, minute by minute, hour by hour, the children were playing at life. They were experiencing life. What happened to all that fun of finding out what we were capable of, that learning? Why did we stop? Why did we ever start to follow the adults? For one, we thought when we grew up we'd be our own bosses. Nobody would be telling us what we'd do. We were going to be the controllers of our universe. We were going to be the ones that decided when we went to bed, what we ate, when we could play, when we had to do homework, when we had to help around the house. We were going to be the ones because we'd be the adults. And the adults, the ones that were on TV, on the magazines, wherever, sexy, sexy, I'm telling you, they were sexy. They were the beautiful ones. And of course, that stirred people into wanting to be like those sexy, sexy, sexies. The ones that paid to have their teeth cleaned. The ones that had personal trainers. Do you know there are people, though, that don't have personal trainers, that don't get their teeth cleaned, bleached, that are still beautiful? There's plenty of them out there. We are beautiful because we were born the supreme being. We were born the conscious beings. We have this ability to think for ourselves and act according to what would be right for our own nature. And so does the person that you're around. And whether you think you can or you think you can't, either way you're right, is what Henry Ford said. And that has to do with everything. Life is a mindset. We are the mind animals. We're the ones that can think before we leap. I don't know if you were ever taught that one. Think before you leap. Meaning, take the time to see if what you're going to do, physically do, is going to be in alignment with yourself. And I consider that maybe I was fortunate because I had parents that worked that way. They acted that way. Occasionally, I watched them let their emotions rule over them. And that was when they were in an irrational type of behavior. Irrational behavior causes you to think, to exercise discipline, to think, and to gather control. And so it's up to each one of us to do that in all areas of our life. But in a boring world of routine, in a job that has no life, it doesn't require you to put your life into it, your thinking into it, it's easy to get in a rut all the time, not just while you're at work. It's easy to be tired from physical labor and not have energy at the end of the day. It's easy to get your life wrapped up in somebody else's life and run out of mental power. Beautiful bodies and white smiles happen for those who realize the power that they possess as the thinking animals, the conscious ones, the ones who have to think. No, we don't. There's so much things that are automatic. We will react to nature, to the beautiful bodies and the white smiles. Of course we'll react to them. How do you not notice a well-built man or a well-built lady? How do you not notice that? People notice. And there are people that have charisma that somehow just naturally draw people to them, naturally have more in the way of carrying themselves, thinking, being, doing. But here's one thing that's for certain. Each one of us that's born as a supreme being, the ones that are above the other animals that just walk the street and don't know whether there's real danger or not because they can't link their thoughts together, take percepts and turn them to concepts. They're safe. They're beautiful. A beautiful dog is a beautiful dog, right? People have a different taste in the kind of dog. Some like weenie dogs. And some love the big, fluffy dogs. Some like Chihuahuas, and some like Greyhounds. We have our own preference in what we like, you see? Some people spend more time picking out their dog than they do to take care of themselves. Some people feed their dogs better than they fed their kids when they were raising their kids. Some people dress their dogs better than some people dress their own kids. We like to feel accepted. So we will do a lot of things to get acceptance. Yet that innocent child inside of us, the one that learned hygiene, learned to brush his or her teeth, well, hopefully your parents taught you that. I do know that they did come around and they taught children how to brush their teeth in schools. They had those little bright red tablets to put in your mouth, and it would show them where you weren't brushing your teeth. Well, I can't help but think that red dye wasn't very good for people, but hey, they may still go around and do that because there are children that don't learn good hygiene. And if you don't learn it, there's got to come a point in time when you do, and you can't default to laziness and not continue to do it when you're not around other people. Do it for yourself. Do it for yourself and feel good when you look in the mirror. And you go, you know, my teeth might not be straight, but they're pretty white. And there are some people who I realize don't get very white teeth. I understand that. But what we do has to be done for ourselves is what I'm trying to say, not for someone else. And you can find yourself a beautiful body that doesn't have a beautiful mind, one that thinks for itself. You can find someone who's beautiful, but they don't care about others, really. They're wrapped up in their physical appearance, and there's not a lot to offer otherwise. I think we've all met people like that. Shallow people, the ones who don't use their mind very often and can't play along with you when you begin to talk about a subject. But let's talk about the subjects we talk about, because we have these beautiful minds. Nearly everyone has a mind that's able to go to higher levels of awareness, consciousness. There are a few that are born with mental problems. A lot of mental problems are caused the environment that they're in. And some people will hang on to the stress that they've gone through, and it will continue to plague them for life. Others find a way to escape the environment they were in and never look back. And whether they think they can or they think they can't, either way, they're right. This is a very powerful statement that Henry Ford said. There are big people that decide to go to the gym and start to eat right, that slim down. There are those that just go out and start exercising. I'm going to say there's some young man that I watch out dancing, and he is all over the dance floor, jumping up and down, spinning around. He was a big, big guy, and he's slimming down over the few short years that I've watched him, because he made a choice that he loved to dance. And that would be a way he gets a form of exercise. And it's delightful, because he reminds me of the child that wasn't afraid to express how they were feeling. And then we grow up as adults and we hide behind something. What are we hiding behind? What is ruling over us? Anything? Not really. Our mind saying we can't. Others saying you couldn't or shouldn't. What do they know? Seriously, who knows what's better for you than you? Nobody. Nobody. And I know people who follow others, like on a regular basis. And they have this short period of feeling good. And then they leave and they don't do anything that makes them feel good on their own. And I just want to put a shout out that there's something deep inside of you that you loved to do as a kid. What was it? You might have been the one that was really into books. Well, what were the books about? How did they stretch your mind? What did you like to do? What made the books beautiful to you? You might have been the one who never failed to have something to write with and something to write on. And it might have been that you were the one that was doing graffiti all over the place. Well, if you were doing it on someone else's property, you were taking a force on their property because they worked to get that property. And you could find some other way to express. But I realized that some people are homeless, and expressing their feelings on the buildings in a community is the way that they express who they are. I know that in my community, they began to clean up the graffiti and they let people graffiti certain places. They built some concrete walls for people to graffiti. That wasn't a bad idea because people were going to do it, but people will graffiti wherever they want. They don't really care about whether it's somebody else's property or their own. They don't. Maybe they've never been taught that you can feel proud when you own something. Maybe they've never owned something in their life. Maybe ownership doesn't mean a lot to some people. But we can take ownership of our mind and move our body in unison with the pictures that we see in our heads that will be for the goodness for ourselves and for others, and change our lives completely. We can grow beautiful bodies when we find something we love to do. We get so wrapped up in what we're doing that we have to remind ourselves to eat. By the white smile, I mean it's happiness. And we get happiness from creating something of value. That's how we get our happiness. I'm sure there are people that came here wanting to learn about beautiful bodies, wanting to understand about white smiles. And I hope that you just got to see life differently. You are very special. And what you do with your one short life matters. And if we all adopted this instead of believing that there's somebody else out there that knows what's right for us, we would have more in the world and we would all be happier. We would slim down and we would have people that were doing the same thing and we might meet someone and go, wow, didn't I meet you like 2 years ago? And whoa, don't you look great? And how would the person that did what they did to slim down feel when they were accepted by somebody else that noticed what they did? Terrific! Talk about the white smile moment. Whether your smile was white or not, it wouldn't matter. It would be a happiness that came from within. That's the way we get our happiness. Happiness comes from creating values for ourselves. And if we do it well enough, it impacts others. And you can impact many people. You can impact the masses. And then, you know, there's those others that we would say rhymes with masses that we'd prefer not to hang out with because that's what they're making of themselves. They're the grumpy ones. They're always trying to create something that's not even theirs to look good. And they pretend and, you know, they're precocious. And, you know, they're just, it's not even fun to really hang out with those people. But I know people who can go hang out with those precocious people and still have a great time. They go and they are themselves. They're not out there performing for someone else. They're just out there doing what they feel right doing. And sometimes the innocence of those people that are just out to have a good time wherever they go. Why not? If you've got to be somewhere, go make it a good time. And you know what? At work, the best way to make it a good time and a lasting time is to figure out where the money is made wherever you are. If you're not attached to where the money is made, get attached. Okay? Get attached to where the money is made in what you do to earn a living. And you can go beyond your wildest dreams, your wildest fantasies. It may take you a while to pull all your pieces together to do it, but if there's money to be made, which there is in business, there has to be or the business fails. They're not like government where they just take money from all the people, from the masses, and they look like, yeah, you see them. They're out there right now. It doesn't matter who's running. They're talking about what they're going to do to the people to give to people. They're talking about what they're going to do for the people, but they can't do for the people. We do this for ourselves. Out of our paychecks, people receive. Because those politicians have the power over our paychecks. You knew that. When you first got your paycheck, your very first paycheck, somebody here, I know you got a first paycheck. It was that minimum wage stuff that Congress set, not your boss, not the company you work for. It was set by Congress. You know those people you elect? The ones who work with the president to write laws, rules, and regulations against you? Well, they write laws. The regulations and all that come because of laws that are written or just somebody's whim. Somebody hikes their skirt and we get a new law. Somebody drops his drawers, we get a new law. You know those people? They make us all bend over and we don't feel good when we do because we know we're going to work and they're just making things up that we'll take from the work that we do. Business is beautiful. Business is where you can take your beautiful body and your mind and put it to work, but a lot of people just put their beautiful body to work and their body gets old, decrepit. We're past the day of physical labor. The day of physical labor is dead, and the sooner you realize that, the more prosperous you will be. First off, you'll be happier. There are people making money. There are children who make more money than their parents. There are parents that get a software to make money online, and their children do it for them. Why not? Children should be able to help out families. Children should be able to make themselves wealthy and their parents. Why would we ever hold anyone back? What do we need child labor laws for when we're in a time when we use our beautiful minds? All that we have is archaic. It's ridiculous. Beautiful bodies have always been a turn-on baby. Bright minds have always captured us. And somebody that had a bright mind and a beautiful body and a beautiful face, we would follow them to the end of the earth. We would go to the moon with them. We would love to be around them. There are those that people follow because they have charisma, of course. There are people that will literally say, you must do this. They'll tell you certain things that you should do by saying must, and people will follow them because they're used to acting according to the primitive days. When there were the ones that figured out how to protect the people in their tribes, and they did that, and they were loving, and they did that, and it worked, and people managed to live a little longer. They didn't get ate up by the wildebeest or lost to the storms. They brought them into the caves, and they made them safe. They went out together, and they killed the beast rather than being ate for dinner. And we have this power in us to think and to act. The key is to think and then act. We are the thinking animal. We are beautiful. We can do whatever we want to do, but you've got to take the time. Slow down, baby. Slow down. Don't get in such a hurry. Where are you going, good looking? Slow down. Don't just run right through me, right? Take the time to slow down that good looking mind of yours. Take the time to see some pictures and pull them in. Do it in every aspect that you possibly can. Get a preference for a certain look you like and become it. I love to teach, and I do the GoBeyond.club. I love to teach, and I work with the NeoThink Society. I love to play at life, and I love to play in a store where I can move things around and make them look beautiful and meet incredible people off the street. What do you love to do? My office number is 314-448-1462. I won't tell you you have to do anything. I will suggest that you start playing with your mind and get better at whatever it is you want to do. Everybody have a great day because you can. Dig into your mind and become beautiful. Dig into your mind. Change the shape of your mind.